My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It is time for the Purdy prognosis.
We've had two nights to sleep on Brock's performance.
Here's Purdy, takes off and goes head first for 10. Leading by 6, Purdy protected, floats it for Kittle. Kittle with a catch in out across the 35. Play action, Purdy, use check. The catch, first and goal.
Now it's time for Stani and Guru to break the huddle and deliver their Purdy prognosis.
All right, I want you to play off this, Goo. Dan Orlovsky talking about Brock Purdy. We know he doesn't like to talk a lot about Aaron Rodgers.
Lay it on me.
But here's Dan Orlovsky talking about Brock Purdy.
This is the best football of Brock Purdy's career, this first 6 weeks, because of the injuries that he's had to deal with and all the different pieces. Offensive line's been in flux. And the most consistent football of his career, the timing of their pass game right now is as consistent as it's been since Brock Purdy took over. Some of the throws to Kittle down in the red zone are absolutely flawless. And I would say outside of Sam Darnold, he's probably playing the best football of any NFC quarterback right now. The second thing is this, and I know this is big. He's entered into the Patrick Mahomes category when it comes to back-breaking runs with his legs. So many times this season, and you saw it again last night, 2nd and 10, Brock Purdy scrambles for a first down. 3rd and 8, Brock Purdy scrambles for a first down. So often we say that about Patrick. It's like, got to get off the field. Breaks your back with a scramble. He's kind of entered that world where his legs have become such a pivotal piece in massive moments.
He compared him to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, the running at the component of it and the escapability. I'm not mad if you're going to go there because, Stani, I know how to break it down of what I heard and comprehended and processed. I don't know what better compliment you could give Brock in his run at his legs than comparing him to Mahomes. So I'm with that. That's not astonishing. It doesn't shock me. And Brock can get away with the best of them, Stani. He's not a, and I'm not saying it's bad when you're a run first quarterback, but the bottom line is I've been waiting since the inception of Brock Purdy, even the elbow injury, to kind of jump off the wagon thinking, you know what, he's going to have to return to glass slippers. But the slippers are now Stacey Adams. Stani, he was under duress a lot of that game Thursday night, and it didn't prevent him from finding ways to make plays when needed. I mean, 18 to 28 for what, 250, 255 with 3 touchdowns, and then he put some mustard on the throw to George Kittle. And this was so impressive to me because I'm not used to the game before where Arizona, Stani, he just seemed off from the start. The first pass of the game in both halves. One to Debo in the first half to start the game, the second to Ayuk in the second half. And I was like, you know what? That was from the jump. What Johnny Depp from Jump Street, what are you going to do this game? And he answered the questions, and they won the game, Stani. And I'm just telling you, that's the Brock Purdy that we've been accustomed to know. And to hear that sound about his leg game, I ain't mad. That's why I like Dan. I'm not mad at that.
They're 3-3.
Well, he doesn't play defense.
Right.
And I'm not telling you he's been perfect, but
thank you.
I think the game against Arizona was his worst game of the season.
Right.
And to follow that up 4 days later on national TV, I thought he did well for himself.
Well, he
and
did
the
well.
Word I want to
he did
the
well.
Google computer but spit out but, is resilience.
Okay. And,
that's
and
all.
Listen, and
yeah.
maybe I'm just maybe
I'm
I just want to spark the conversation
yeah.
here. But if he's playing the best football of his career and we're 3-3, we had a problem. Like, we got a problem.
Right, and no doubt about it.
So who's to say that he's not going to continue to play this kind of football and they're going to be 4-4
after
8 weeks?
There's no doubt about it, Stoney,
well,
at all.
I think he can play better.
Right, and I hope I'm not sounding like I'm saying he can't. I was really impressed with the fact that he followed the Arizona, from a personal standpoint, his substandard play and accuracy to what he did Thursday night. I just had the word resilient. Like, I got to be honest, Donnie, what if he would have followed that game up Thursday night like he had played against Arizona? Then, for me, there are whispers in my mind like, oh, boy, was this an anomaly or is this, you know? And I thought he passed with flying colors Thursday. That's all.
All right. And I'm not saying he didn't.
Yeah.
But my question to 49er fans is how do you explain, rationalize, or think about the fact that everybody is saying that Brock Purdy's playing at a higher level than he's played in his career, but they're not.
Right. I get what
they're
you're
not
saying.
Winning.
But now.
And to
okay.
me, like, I think that this is exactly what I'm talking about. It's that he can play well most of the season, but he, along with the other players on the team, have to make big plays when it's time to do it, and they haven't really done it.
Right.
And so that is what the NFL's about.
Right. And that's
if you're 3-3 and they've lost the kind of games like they've lost,
yeah.
He bears some of the responsibility why they're 3-3 and not 5-1.
No doubt about it.
Just like every other player on that team.
No doubt about it. But what hit me from what you just said, Steiny, is welcome to the world of Josh Allen on a good day. Or even Dak Prescott last year when he was playing at the NBC MVP clip. But yet his team, what was around him, wasn't good enough. So hopefully that's not the situation here in Ninerville to where you're right, Steiny, he's balling out, but things around him have it to where, from a team standpoint, it's still not good enough. I don't know if that's where you're going, but that's what I heard. There are a lot of good quarterbacks doing their due diligence, but the things around them are not up to par. And for the first time, you and I had said it, as a collective, when is this Niner team going to meet the moment? And they had it when they got the ball back, up 6. Seattle has 3 timeouts at home, nationally televised game. They hand it off to Garrido. Yeah, wasn't a Purdy bomb. And he scampers for 70-something yards. They met the moment that game.
Right, and they met it 3 times out of 6 weeks.
No, and that's why they're 3-3.
Right.
Like I said, you're right.
Brock Purdy's got a But all I'm saying is, if you're telling me that Brock Purdy's been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL this year, and that's what I'm hearing.
Well, I haven't said that to you.
Well, I'm looking at the rankings okay. right now. He's top 5
all right.
in terms of, I guess, quarterback rating.
All right.
But that's what I'm asking. If he's playing at the highest level he's ever played at this season, how do we know that this team's going to get any better the rest of the season?
That's why it's so intriguing. We don't. You would assume.
Right.
And that's why this
that's
week
my
against
point. That's what I'm
Mahomes,
saying. If you're saying he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league, that's great. But you're 3-3, so I guess my last thing would be, well, how great could he be? Mm. Before the last game, he had 6 touchdowns, 4 picks.
Yeah. Right, now it's 9-4.
Right, but that's just one game.
Yeah.
Like, okay,
but if I got receivers having a bad year, does that land at my? I'm just,
yes.
Does that
it
land at
yes.
my doorstep?
Sure, it
if
does.
My defense can't stop the run, is that on? I'm just asking. Is that at my doorstep? Like, there's so many other things that go on the foot. Special teams. If my special teams is not up to par, is that on me, Steiny? That's
all I'm saying. I think Purdy's been really good this year. I don't think he's been great.
And
I don't think he's been lights out
either. I have not.
I don't think
he's G word either.
He can't be in the MVP conversation at 3-3. That's all I'm saying.
I don't think you'd find anybody to fight you on that.
Well,
Orlovsky was making a point about, I thought his leg game, Stani, was up there with Mahomes, who is a magician and can get away with the best of them and still get away by time and throw. Like, I thought that was cool. I don't think Dan Orlovsky was saying he's the best quarterback in the game.
I mean, I heard him saying that Brock Purdy's playing at a level he hasn't played at yet, or
this
up to
season.
This point. Right. And
I think that was his best game of the year last Thursday.
That's what the numbers would say.
Yeah, and six interceptions, not saying it was all his fault. Week one against the Jets at home Monday night. You know, I don't think that's the one. But, Stani, if you tell me this was his best game, I don't think you'd get much pushback.
No, of course you wouldn't. But I'm talking about the season he's had in totality. 888-957-9570 is the number. How good has Brock Purdy been this year?
Well, that's the question.
And I think he's been real good. I think he's been real good. But a couple more plays here and there, and they are 4-2. That's just the nature of the quarterback position. I'm not saying he's any different than any other quarterback, but like, it's not about the individual numbers. It's about when you're getting scores, when you're getting stops, and the 49ers are still searching for kind of that elusive game where they put it all together, even though they did a lot against the Seattle Seahawks. Let's go to Matt. Matt's in San Jose. What's going on, Matt? How you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Matt.
I just wanted to quickly elaborate on the difference between Jack Nicklaus and Taylor Swift, aside from the obvious, is people are watching the Chiefs buying their merchandise, mainly young girls, teenage girls, 20s girls, whatever, because of Taylor Swift. And I don't know if anybody's buying jerseys because of Jack. So just wanted to say that real quick. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeah. No, you're right.
And the Chiefs love it. So's the NFL. And I guess, Donnie, I'm sounding like a hater. I'm not hating because she's so powerful in regard to her following that she's created. But I guess that's part of it. You know, they love the Chiefs, or they're watching the Chiefs because of her. Jack was watching because he loved the Lakers. Spike's watching because he loves the Knicks. But that didn't go as far as you know,
because they're not as big as her.
No, yeah.
They're not as big as her. Even Jack.
I get it, though. Boy.
She's in the social media era. 510, how can Purdy get a stop, Steiny?
No,
he can't. But the frustration with the start, if you're a 49er fan, has to do with the fact that when the offense could have put a game away, they didn't. When the defense had a chance to put a game away, they didn't. The offense had a shot to get a game-clinching drive, they didn't. Defense had a shot to get one stop and they'd win the game, they haven't.
And they did it for the first time against Seattle, and hopefully you build off of that.
Like, I hate to say it, but if Ronnie Bell catches that ball, and this is just the way, and I'm not... This is just the way it goes. Ronnie Bell catches that ball. In my world, Purdy's having a much better season. And I know that's unfair.
And let me tell you,
that's why it's a team game. If they win that game and Ronnie Bell catches it and they go in and score,
oh my God.
The Niners are 4-2, well, that's infinitely different than 3-3.
And Brock gets credit for that throw?
He does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
Exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Chiefs are in town Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. And when I say Kansas City Chiefs, what do you think of if you're a San Francisco 49er fan? Also, to the 49ers, how much do they need this game psychologically? And it is, to me, very interesting that, yeah, you'd love to get a win over the Chiefs, so... You have that in your back pocket, but...
What if you played for the Niners? Stani, it'd be on a 9.5 to 10 for me psychologically. Like, I'm tired of this crap. You know, it's not that they just beat you in the regular season. They beat you and had the confetti fall down on my way to the locker room. Just the competitor and me. This would be, yeah, it's not the Super Bowl, but I finally want to get over on them.
So, yeah, well, the bad news is you're not going to get over on them, even if you beat them.
Because you won't send them home.
Exactly. Mm. And that's kind of the frustrating part about a game like this. If you're a 49er fan, it's like, of course you want to win the game. But you'd also know darn well that if you win the game, it's just a regular season win.
That you need anyway, though, if you're playing the Packers.
Yeah. You know, this whole idea of the 49ers, this is a 9.5 or 10 game. All right, well, what was last week against the Seahawks?
My goodness, Donnie, 2-3 was a 9.
Yeah, and then what's game going to be against the Cowboys?
Yeah.
I mean, you're gonna have to go out and play hard every game, and we'll see what happens against the Chiefs on Sunday. But, you know, you can only get part of a Super Bowl loss back with a win. You can't obviously get it all back. But 888-957-9570. 49er fans, why is Trent Williams saying this is just another game? What's he up to psychologically there?
Leadership, maybe.
Then I would say it's a game we should really want. See, to me, when you say it's just another game, then you're saying we can survive whether we win or lose this game.
Well, I think he was doing it for the youngsters, too, or the guy. You know what I mean? Like, he don't want them putting extra pressure on themselves.
I want them putting extra pressure on themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, I really do. I want this to be a game where they feel pressure. Well, so what? The young players are going to have to deal with it, too. Mm-hmm. You know, to me,
we
could
ask
perfect.
Matt Barrows when we have him on at 12 if he liked that comment.
Which one?
The Trent Williams is just another game, because I think he was sending that to – he knows deep down it's not, but he don't want the guys pressing.
You know, the other thing that I think bodes well for the Niners is the week before the game against the Chiefs, they got a lot of contributions from their rookie players who now have some positives to put in their back pocket, and now you go play Kansas City, and maybe the rookies, instead of just being out there playing and learning the league and trying to fit in, they go out there and – it's about winning the game. Sweet Lou is in Castro Valley.
Lou.
What's up, Sweet Lou? How you doing?
How you doing, fellas? Enjoy your show.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, listen, I don't know why you guys are worried so much about Kansas City, because if the Raiders could go into Arrowhead and beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead when O'Connell passes for next to nothing yard-wise, then the Niners got nothing to worry about.
That never works.
Yeah, that was, man.
Sweet Lou, that never works.
Yeah.
The Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year.
And lost to the Raiders. At home.
It happens.
Embarrassing fashion.
It happens. 888-957-9570 is the number. And, boy, this is going to be such a fun game on Sunday. You heading down?
You know what? I'm thinking. What if I told you I'm thinking about it? Because I had such a great time Monday night against the Jets. I haven't been back, but I would love to see Mahomes and Kelce and that atmosphere of what the Niner fans. They're going to be wild and crazed. So I'm gonna get back to you.
This is from the 714. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Rating Purdy's play on a dropped ball by Bell. Purdy did his job with Yes, that's my point. Is when you're talking about MVP type years and you're talking about the difference in great quarterbacks, yes, he put the ball on the money, but you don't get anything for it, unfortunately, because Bell dropped the ball. I'm not saying I hold it against Purdy. I don't. But the bad part is he doesn't get credit for a game-winning drive like he should have gotten credit for. And when you look at all those things over the course of a season, no, it's not his fault that Ronnie Bell didn't catch the ball, but it's the difference between a team being 3-3 and a team being 4-2. And I got news for you. There's a good chance that the MVP is not going to come off a 500 team. So the MVP is going to come off a team that teammates of Purdy or whoever the quarterback are make plays for him. That's all. I'm not holding it against Purdy, but he doesn't get credit for a ball that he should have gotten credit for. Telmo in San Francisco. What's up, Telmo? How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Steiny Guru? How you guys doing today? I'm just getting back from Austin. I had some good barbecue this weekend and watched a lot of football.
Austin City Limits?
Yes, sir.
Nice.
I saw some great music this weekend. But in terms of, I think Trent Williams' comment of it's just another game, I think you're looking at almost like, oh, it doesn't matter. What I think he's saying is it doesn't matter the opponent, because it's another game that we're treating it regardless of who the opponent is, and the objective is to get a win. Because in the regular season, beating the Chiefs doesn't give you extra wins or extra points. It doesn't give you extra losses. So I think he's like, it's another game where our objective is out to go out there and make the record better. And the opponent doesn't really matter who it is, because the goal, regardless of the opponent or any given week, is to always go out and get the W. You know, so I think that's kind of my perspective on his comment is like, yeah, it's just another game. We want to go out there and get a W. That's our objective, regardless of who the opponent is.
Yeah, that sounds right, Telmo. Appreciate that perspective. And here's something that nobody will want to hear, but if you're going to go 1-1 in the next two games, you want to beat the Cowboys. Or do you?
Well, do you?
I would.
If it were any other team than the Kansas City Chiefs, Donnie, you're right. And you know what? You are right. But come on, man. That team in the red and gold, and I'm talking about the Niners here, they want to extract revenge. And it's not revenge because you're not going to send Kansas City home with a loss. But you could lay the first loss of the season on them. And you want get back. That's a term in the streets, Donnie. It's called revenge. And you want some form of that. And you don't want Kansas City adding to Andy Reid's excellent record after a bye, getting on an airplane, leaving you under 500 and more uncertainty about your season headed into that Dallas show. Well, I won't even call it a showdown because they've owned Dallas.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Don't let
what's the sense of beating Kansas City if you lose to Dallas?
Right, which that, I think is highly
I know you do, but it's a week-to-week
game yesterday. Okay. You don't need anything from me to show you what's going on. Detroit almost put 50 on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they can't come in here and beat the Niners in a couple weeks.
I'm an idiot.
That's what I'm all.
Oh, this is a great question from the 650. Was the Philadelphia Eagles game last year just another game?
I could make an argument the Niners peaked after that game. I mean, that was, they weren't the same after that game.
Exactly. So,
but how much of that was Philly in its own way? Because they were 10-1 and fell off.
Well, they faded down the stretch, yeah. The Eagles, and that was the start of it against the San Francisco 49ers. Rob is on Highway 101
in traffic.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Good. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, the Chiefs are pretty well coached, and they take care of the details. And special teams has been a big deal of ours, it's been a big bad point on our side. I just think that those kind of details are going to be a tough thing for us to overcome.
The special teams, yeah, you can't be giving up touchdowns on special teams against the Kansas City Chiefs. You can't be doing that. They got to get that thing under control.
Well, they also those are facts, Donnie, but it did get you a blocked field goal and a touchdown the week before, even though it didn't help you to a win. So you got something out of it. And then also, I thought the special teams got robbed of getting a big turnover with D. Williams and that non-call on the fumble. But I hear what you're saying. It needs improvement.
This is from the 408. Purdy is having an amazing season. The Niners need the defense and special teams to play just okay, and the Niners win those games against the Rams and the Cardinals. The defense and special teams both just had bad games, double-digit leads that weren't blown late. I don't blame Brock for that. I don't blame him solely, obviously, for the lost leads, but you have to at least...
They had chances to get this to go down, and you're right, man.
Exactly. Doesn't mean he's having a bad year.
In Arizona, he threw a pick, even though it was a fluke and somebody...
two picks in the second half.
Yeah, but the pick on the one drive to win it or get you in field goal range with no kicker. But
I mean, like, that's the thing.
He's not having a better year than he was last year at this point, I don't believe. And that don't mean it's all bad. I'm just saying, last year was so spectacular because he was coming off a restructure of his elbow, man.
And he also had McCaffrey, and they started 5-0. And
that might have something to do with it.
No, I mean,
oh boy,
I don't know if he's having a better year this year than he is than he did last year. I think he's doing more this year because he has to. Huh? I don't think they're as good right now as they were a year ago, and so
the McCaffrey effect.
Who knows? Maybe if Purdy were playing like he did last year, they'd be 2-4 because he's elevated his play. Maybe they're 3-3. I think he's been very, very good, but he left a drive or two out on the table where they could have an extra win.
Well,
doesn't mean he's not a good quarterback. He's a very good quarterback, and we'll see more of him on Sunday in a big game. See how he plays there. 925. If Mahomes wins his fourth this year, is he above Montana? That sounds like blasphemy, but is it?
I would
really.
My favorite, you know this, your partner. My favorite quarterback of all time,
Warren Moon.
Well,
what?
You're right.
Oh.
But my favorite winning quarterback of all time.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't say that when we had Warren Moon on the air.
It's Joe Montana. Oh. And if he was to get four, like right now, I would bet that Mahomes is going to pass Joe. Like, that's easy. Nobody would take that bet. It's like the bet you had with your friend about Tiger. But that was after Tiger got the drama. Like, Mahomes is
Mahomes
on the fast.
Mahomes the Super
might
Bowl,
catch
right?
Brady. And that could be done in... With the, like, that's how crazy this is, man. He's been to 4-1-3.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.